Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good evening, everyone. It is Friday, October the 22nd, 2021. It is currently 6:14 p.m. Central Time. I'm sitting here in the empty sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church, located in Ovalle, Texas. And I've been here for a few hours. I've done two live broadcasts talking about some things going on within Christianity, a study about some statistics that are just absolutely shocking about the theological beliefs and ideas of those who claim to be born again. We talked a little bit about what's going on within the Southern Baptist Convention, where you have two individuals or one individual suing another individual. And it's just the whole situation is just sad, and it seems to be a clear violation of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And when I was done with those live broadcasts, I was just sitting here and just kind of frustrated, discouraged, depressed, you know, just sitting here in the empty sanctuary, just kind of going, you know, what am I trying to accomplish with the Theology Central podcast? What am I even accomplishing inside this church? Just maybe a little bit of a pity party, just a little bit frustrated. And then this thought came to my mind. Now I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. How is, or in what ways, is Christianity corrupting my devotion to Christ? In what ways is Christianity corrupting your devotion to Christ? When I say Christianity, please note, I'm not talking like the truths of Christianity about Christ. I'm not talking about Christ. I'm not asking how Christ corrupts your devotion to Christ. I'm talking about how Christianity, when I say Christianity, really the idea of the religion of Christianity. When I'm talking Christianity, I'm talking about church committees, church splits, denominations, denominational fights, all of the things you have to do in a church. We got this activity, we got this activity, we got this going on, and this is happening, and this is happening. I'm just talking about all of the things that kind of make up what we call Christianity. You know, I hate to say it, political, you know, power struggles within denominations, elections, church committees, church splits, the committees to go find a new pastor, right? The new pastor search committee, right? Who's going to go find the new pastor? All of the different things that go, all of the different organizations and structures and policies and things that make up what we call Christianity. How has that? How is those things corrupting your devotion to Jesus Christ? Because and maybe you can relate to this, maybe you can't, but I think some of us experience when you first become a Christian, there's a purity, there's a love, there's a devotion to Christ, Him crucified, He died to save me from my sins. There's a purity to it. Now, sometimes it's a purity, it may be very uninformed, it may be very elementary, it may be very immature, but there's a purity to it. There's Christ, Him crucified, He died for me. I'm a sinner. I need saving. And then you're brought into the church. And the next thing you know, there's this and there's this group and there's this. And sometimes the church is divided and everyone has an agenda and everyone's this and they want this in the church and they don't think the pastor should be doing this. And they get rid of that pastor or they leave this church and they go to that church. And then I've often thought, And I could be, and I know, and I'm not saying that this is accurate, and I'm not saying that this is a right way of thinking. I've actually thought about it. I wonder where my Christianity would be if I had come to faith in Christ, pursued Christ, pursued understanding doctrine, theology, understanding church history, pursue all of the things that I have studied with such zeal and passion. But I never had to encounter all of the garbage within, quote unquote, Christianity. Would I have a more pure devotion to Christ, or would I have actually suffered and my devotion for Christ would have suffered? In other words, as all of those things that we've witnessed within Christianity and all of those issues, did it actually improve my devotion, or did it actually corrupt it? And the reason I asked this is I was getting ready to pack up and go home, and my Bible was just laying here, and I looked over, and my Bible, for I don't even know why, it had nothing to do with anything that I had recorded. My Bible was just laying here on the table, right? In fact, it was folded over. It was folded over. At some point, I opened it and just, I dropped it on the table. Probably when I was broadcast, when I was podcasting, when I was doing a live broadcast, a lot of times I'll just grab my Bible and hold my Bible, because just from all of those years of preaching, I like having the Bible in my hand, even when I'm podcasting. So a lot of times I'm holding it. Sometimes you hear, you know, whatever, you probably don't even know what it is, but a lot of times it's my Bible. I just have it in my hand. So at some point I obviously opened my Bible without even thinking, and I set it down. So when I got ready to pack up, I got the case for the laptop here, and I got ready to grab the case, and I looked down, and there's my Bible folded over. And whenever I see words, I read them. I can't walk past anything that has words and not read it. And I looked down, and I read these words: "Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I've espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, to your subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." That just, like, my eyes were just drawn to verse 3. I originally ignored verse 1 and 2, but I went back to read it just to make sure, okay, what's going on here? Here's Paul. This is 2 Corinthians 11:3. Paul writing to the church of Corinth, and he says, "But I fear." So Paul has a fear for the people within the church of Corinth. "Lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And I was thinking, okay, so what should I be concerned about? What could be out there that could corrupt the simplicity that is in Christ? Now, the idea of simplicity, I'll just read this from a number of translations, because as soon as I read it, I looked it up, because I'm like, okay, I wonder what simplicity means here. This is how most translate it. "But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." That idea of simplicity in Christ seems to be the idea of a single pure devotion. New Living Translation: "But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent." ESV: "But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ." Berean Study Bible: "I am afraid, however, that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may be led astray from your simple and pure devotion to Christ." Berean Literal Bible: "But I'm afraid lest by any means, as the serpent in his craftiness deceived Eve, your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity in Christ." That idea of simplicity is the idea of a single-minded devotion. It's a simple devotion. It's just simple. It's single-minded. It is pure. It is committed. Paul was afraid that something would come along. Just as Satan was able to do this to Eve, she had a devotion to God, but through his subtlety, he corrupted that devotion. He got her to stop focusing on God and focus on, well, what she could not have. And the next thing you know, she compromised. Her devotion was corrupted, and she went against God to get what she thought she wanted and needed. So I started thinking, well, what things could corrupt my devotion? What things could corrupt my devotion? Now, typically, I would probably go, okay, how could the world do this? I would start thinking along those lines. But tonight, because of the original broadcast that I did about the horrible statistics about born-again Christians, you know, thinking that there are other ways to heaven other than Jesus, and the Southern Baptist Convention having, you know, an individual suing another individual, and that whole just debacle and thing. And then I even mentioned what's going on in the Reformed Churches of America, where they're basically splitting and churches are leaving because of LGBTQ issues. I basically said it out loud right here in the sanctuary. How has Christianity corrupted my devotion to Christ? Now, there's no excuse, because I'm ultimately responsible for trying to maintain my devotion to Christ. But I think a lot of people would say the church corrupted my devotion to Christ. Christians corrupted my devotion to Christ. The way Christians acted, their backstabbing, gossip, whatever the case may be. Now some will say the church did that, but they don't ever seem to do anything to try to get back to a right fellowship with God. They just seem to say, I'm just going to deconstruct and throw out God. We should never blame God for those of us, because we've all been guilty of hurting the name of God by our own actions. I definitely have. So I'm assuming you have. Maybe not in the same way I did, but I've definitely hurt the name of God in my actions. So I know I've hurt other people's devotion to Christ because of my own failures. But I wonder, in what ways has Christianity really impacted the pure devotion to Christ? I know that sounds like a scandalous question, or that I'm trying to be controversial, but I'm not. I'm trying to be very real. Just sometimes you just look at what's going on in Christianity, and Christianity almost corrupts that pure devotion. It really corrupts it. And instead of drawing you closer, Christianity, I wonder how many times Christianity literally is the very thing that keeps us from a pure devotion to Christ. It's the thing in the way. It's the thing that's keeping us away from it. It's almost like the detour. It's the blockade. It's the wall. It's whatever you want to. It's the very thing that's keeping us from it. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just think that a lot of Christians, their frustrations with Christianity rarely has to do with Christ. It has to do with Christianity itself. And I've always tried my best. I'm not always good at it, but I've experienced some crazy things within Christianity. Now, not so much as a pastor. I've had a pretty good experience as a pastor. And part of that is because I've decided, look, I'm going to stay in one church. I'm not going to go try to find the bigger church and the bigger church and the bigger church, because there's only be more problems. Maybe that's selfish. Maybe I should have pursued bigger things in order to try to do more for Christ, or maybe I would have pursued bigger things only for my own purpose and my own advantage. It would have helped me financially. It would, you know, maybe my own ego, my own pride. Yeah. But I think when you have a group of people and they will allow you to remain the pastor, you continue to feed those sheep. And if that's the only sheep you get, then that's it. And you use every opportunity you can to do ministry in any way you can. But the bottom line is, I've avoided a lot of those problems, a lot of the nightmares. But I've witnessed enough horrible things within Christianity that sometimes I'm baffled by the fact that I even stayed within it. And the reason I say this is, it's not my personality. My personality is be like, okay, I'm within Christianity. Okay, this is a bunch of garbage. These people are garbage, and I'm just gonna get away. Like, I'm not very good at my personality is, okay, this is, you know, okay, You claim to be my friend, whatever, and something goes wrong. I'm very quick at just washing my hands of a situation and saying, me, myself, and I will get along just fine without you. All right. Now, it's a part of that is my upbringing, because of a broken home. I realized really quick, you know what? This whole parent thing, this is not good. I don't know what this issue is, but I don't need my parents. I don't need anybody. So I'm perfectly happy. Me, myself, by myself, there's less conflict. There's no problems. I get along well with myself. So I'm very quick to just say, forget it. I'm just done. And there have been times that I really even deep down felt that I was just going to be like, that's it. I'm done with Christianity. I'm done with it. Because that's ridiculous and that's not acceptable. But for some weird reason, and I only by the grace of God, instead of just leaving Christianity, I ended up in a different church, and I would just press forward, and even with my own failures, right? There was a part of me with my own failures that would just forget Christianity and just wash my hands of it, and I don't have to deal with guilt or shame. But for some reason, no, I'm just going to stay right there with Christianity because I believe it to be true. But I often wonder, though, how much a lot of the of Christianity has had a negative impact on my devotion to Christ. When I first became a Christian, there was so much about Christianity I didn't understand. And it just seems simple and pure. And then you start finding out, wait a minute, nobody agrees on anything. Wait, this church fights this church. This denomination is split this many times. Wait, what? This. And then you're just kind of like, oh my goodness gracious. And you study church history and you really are like, oh my goodness gracious, what in the world? Fighting and fighting, it's never ending. But somehow, we have to push all of that aside and like, no, I'm not going to let this corrupt my pure devotion to Christ. Sometimes I ask myself, when was the last time I truly experienced pure, simple devotion to Christ? When was the last time you truly experienced pure, simple devotion to Christ? When was the last time? And what do you think corrupts that? I'm going to read the passage one more time because I just think it's pretty good. It's good at giving us serious things to think about. 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul, he fears for the people at the church of Corinth, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. How can your mind be corrupted from simple, pure devotion to Christ? What do you identify the things you think are the most successful in corrupting your single devotion to Christ? What do you think it is? Do you think it's people? Do you think it's the church? Do you think it's me? Okay. What do you think it is? What do you think it is? And what can you do to fight against it? All I can ever say is I don't have any easy answers, but sometimes all you can do is say, you know what? My devotion to Christ is not my devotion to Christ is not determined or impacted by any thing outside of me, around me, near me. It's focused on my heart being committed to Christ. It's just, nothing should move it. I try to think of it that way. Nothing should move it. Nothing should influence it. Nothing should impact it. Like my devotion to Christ is my devotion to Christ. Doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what's done to me or what I do to someone else. I should stay devoted to Christ. And that doesn't mean I ignore my own sin or my own failures. No, my devotion to Christ is I'm still devoted. I sinned because here's what can happen. Sometimes our devotion to Christ can be corrupted by our own sin. What do I mean by that? When we sin, there's shame, there's humiliation, there's embarrassment. So sometimes instead of saying devotion, because if you stay devoted to Christ in the midst of your sin, people will say you're a hypocrite, you're a failure. You should just go off somewhere and die is how some Christians act. But you know what? Can't worry about that. They can stand around you with the rocks ready to throw them at you, but you can't let that impact your devotion to Christ. You may have made some horrible mistake and everyone at your job thinks you're a hypocrite. You know what? They may think you're a hypocrite, but that cannot impact your devotion to Christ. Oh, yes, you acknowledge your hypocrisy. You acknowledge your sin. You repent of it. Yes, but you can't let your failure mess up your devotion to Christ. You can't let others' failures against you. You can't, we have to stay focused on that. So I'm just going to throw that out there as a devotional thought this evening. You can let me know what you think about it. I don't know if it's any help, but I would really like to know, just, do you think Christianity at times has corrupted your devotion to Christ? I know that's just a weird way of asking the question, but I think it's important. What are the things that have corrupted your devotion to Christ? What is it you? Is it others? I think everyone's different. Everyone has those things that just really gets them off the right way of the, I know there's things that come after me that do so. Sometimes it's my own failure. Sometimes I think has a more profound impact on me than anything else. But sometimes it's just the state of Christianity. just makes me want to give up. I don't know. There's a lot of things that impact me. So, all right, I'll stop right there. You can email me newsif@yahoo.com. newsif@yahoo.com. All right, I'll stop that there. Everyone have a great evening. I can't wait. I definitely would like to hear from you if you would like to share. If you don't want to share, I understand. It's a very private thing. But if you want to share, newsif@yahoo.com. All right, everyone have a great night. God bless.